Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have some breaking NFL news. A juicy NFL trade is not local, but it's definitely juicy. A big-name wide receiver changing teams, changing conferences as the Pittsburgh Steelers are trading George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys for draft pick compensation we have not seen yet. Here we go. George Pickens on the move. This guy must be a real pain in the ass. The Steelers have dealt with a lot of guys who have given them issues, whether it be Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell, who they offered a second contract to, or Emmanuel Sanders. Actually, Sanders was okay. Mike Wallace. They've dealt with a lot of this. Ben through his issues. So George Pickens doesn't make it through his rookie contract and is gone now to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, boy.
So he was drafted the same draft as Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson, right?
I think so, yes.
Right, he's a first-round pick, too. Mm-hmm. So that means they're going to have to make a decision on his fifth-year option. I don't know how that, whether or not they're going to do that or not. But, man, this is like adding a match to gasoline. So you got CeeDee Lamb, who's going to want his catches. As you heard Malik Nabers basically open the curtain and let you in to understand where a wide receiver is coming from. And, you know, all these guys are on text threads. They're all buddies. You know, so they all know what everybody else is doing. They all want to be the leading wide receiver, which is really, it's great. It's a great incentive. But you're adding a guy who obviously Pittsburgh said, you know, we got to get this guy out of the locker room. He's a problem for whoever's playing quarterback. And right now, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going there. I don't know if they're retooling their offense to fit Aaron Rodgers. Maybe there's another wide receiver, Keenan Allen, that's out there.
Yeah, Jordy Nelson just unretired. Yeah. Related
but,
news.
But, you know, Keenan Allen, there are a couple guys that are out there. You know, they're after the May 2nd signings, there's no compensatory draft picks that are signed if they're free agents. You know what I mean? After May 2nd. So, I mean, they may be signing Keenan Allen or something like that. And maybe to get Aaron Rodgers to show up. I don't know. But this is really interesting from a Cowboy perspective because they're trying to match the Eagles. They want more explosive players. This guy can play. I didn't really see the relationship with DK Metcalf and him working.
No.
I it's interesting. I wonder if they called CeeDee Lamb and said, hey, look, let me just tell you. This is what we're doing, just so you know.
Yeah, I don't. They don't do that type of stuff, do they, these days?
They may. I'm not sure.
And what's interesting, Schefter points out, too, that if you remember, Micah Parsons and his agent, David Mugaleda, they had this whole thing with Jerry Jones because Jerry Jones said, like, I don't care about the agent. Agent has nothing to do with this. And then Micah Parsons comes out and says, well, I mean, I love my agent. My agent does have something to do with this. And all these people came to the defense of the agent. Well, guess who George Pickens' agent is?
Same guy.
The same guy. And he's going into the final year of his contract. It definitely an interesting one. There was some buzz around him being dealt during the draft. And then when it didn't happen, I was like, okay, they're going to go with DK Metcalf and George Pickens here. And we'll see if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback.
Well, it's interesting because it looks like, I'm trying to think, Micah Parsons needs a new contract.
Yeah.
You know, because he is in the fifth year, so they did obviously pick up his fifth year, but I haven't read about an extension, so he's going to get a massive extension here.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean,
that's coming.
They've been talking about it, but it hasn't happened yet.
So the question is do they do, well, they're not going to give him, if they have the fifth year option on, they're not giving him a contract extension. They want to see what he's like. They want to see if he can play. They want to see if he's going to be a nice compliment to CeeDee Lamb. I mean, I can't imagine that they're going to give, they're not going to give him a contract extension. I can't even imagine them picking up his fifth year option.
I also kind of have to see what they gave up, because that would give me more of an indication of how serious they are in keeping him. But CeeDee Lamb posted a meme last night that people didn't understand what it was, and now they understand what it is.
So, and what's the meme? What did he put out there?
It's a Simpsons character that's waving.
Okay.
How would you interpret that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hello or goodbye? I don't know. It's either hello or goodbye.
I mean, I guess it would be hello. I mean, it seems like that is something that is not too, like, it doesn't seem like he's mad about it.
Well, the thing is that CD needs another player that's going to be an explosive player on the field, not in the locker room, not off the field, not bitching about not getting balls thrown his way, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I think this is the best option for them to try to counteract what the Eagles have, and makes it very interesting for the Giant defense.
So the compensation is now out there. Ian Rappaport said it's expected to be centered around a third-round pick and a late-round pick swap. So essentially, the Cowboys traded a third-round pick for George Pickens.
Yeah, and they'll move up in the sixth or seventh round. They'll switch.
Yeah.
Assuming the Steelers have the better of the two picks.
Yeah.
Maybe they do right now. I don't know.
I mean, you want to talk about just adding the combustible things to an already combustible situation. I mean, George Pickens to the Cowboys, when you got Micah Parsons in a contract dispute, you got CeeDee Lamb there.
But you have an undisputed team leader and face of the franchise in Dak Prescott. So he's the one that's got to, you know, he'll have to deal with it. That's part of his responsibility, is dealing with the players that are in his huddle. And he's got to make sure everybody, not happy, but everybody's respectful and everybody's paying attention and everybody's, you know, pulling for each other. And I know sometimes wide receivers tend to be a little bit more individual because they're 30 yards away from the ball and they're out there and they all want to make plays. But it's up to the quarterback to be the psychologist on the team, making sure that everybody's getting theirs and explains to each individual player, this is what he's thinking when he's dropping back, and this is where the defense is taking me.
Yeah, I wonder, the Aaron Rodgers thing is still, I know people are tired of it, but it's still out there, and it's interesting because, like, did Aaron Rodgers have anything to do with this particular deal? Did he say, hey, I'm thinking about coming, I'll go, but, like, I can't deal with that Pickens guy. The guy's insane.
No, he doesn't know George Pickens.
Oh, you mean May? Like, he went out and threw with DK Metcalf, didn't throw with George Pickens.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has nothing to do with this. This is all about...
He had a lot to do with the moves that were made here.
This is all about Mike Tomlin and the Rooneys trying to get the locker room straight and making sure everybody's on the same page and they're following the Steeler way. Like, the Steeler way is kind of interesting. I mean, like, you know, they got rid of Plaxico Burress early.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, they'll you know, let guys go. They'll give them one contract. They're not going to give them a second unless, of course, they're great players like Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
You know, and Le'Veon Bell. They didn't draft them in the first round. They basically got them for next to nothing.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell was a second-round pick, and Antonio Brown was a sixth-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, and I think he fell in the draft because of other issues. And they said, okay, we'll give him a shot. Let's see what happens. And he turned out to be a great player for them.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I bring up the Rodgers thing is remember when he was coming here to the Jets? I mean, all the moves that were made to appease him.
I don't think he's in that situation anymore to be able to appease him. That's not what the Steelers are doing.
I mean,
doing.
They don't. I mean, they have nothing. They got Mason Rudolph as a quarterback. They're desperate. They want to compete next year.
They drafted Will Howard. He's not going to be the starter, but I'll tell you, Will Howard.
Seventh round picked. He's not going to. They want to compete next year. Don't they?
Yeah, that's why, again, the owner said they believe that Aaron Rodgers is coming his way. And, you know, maybe it's Keenan Allen who will fill the void. Maybe they feel like one of their young wide receivers is ready to take the next step.
Did they draft one?
You know, they are a team that understands wide receivers better than most.
Yeah, they've drafted a ton of really good wide receivers over the years. Steelers draft round one, defensive tackle, round three, running back, round four, linebacker.
I mean, they still have Robert Woods on the roster. They have Scotty Miller on the roster.
They did not draft a wide receiver this year. So they're, this is an interesting one for sure. I mean, the Cowboys fans got to be excited, though. It's only a third-round pick, and this guy's got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
And if he figures it out and him and CeeDee Lamb become close friends and, you know, everything is kumbaya there, I mean, the Cowboy fans should be fired up. I mean, that's massive talent there. These are two really – I mean, you don't really see that, you know, two talented wide receivers like that on the same team. You got a couple of – I mean, you got the Bengals. Maybe you say Jefferson and Addison in Minnesota. But this is the, you know, 1-2 punch here, man. This could be the best in the NFL as far as wide receivers.
It could be.
I mean, that's
depending on if this kid is going to be, you know, he's going to fall in line and be a good teammate. that's the thing. I mean, you know,
yeah,
it's interesting. I mean, if you want to be an individual athlete, you want to be all by yourself and it's all about you and your brand, go play tennis or go play golf.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.